Hey everyone, what's up? Welcome back to the Case Interview Podcast. Just a quick heads up, what you're going to listen to right now is a clip from an interview Bruno and I did with a former McKinsey AP called Nicolas Constantinescu. If you enjoy this clip, I highly recommend you listen to the full interview, which you can find in episode 20 of this podcast. All right, let's go on to the clip.
One of the things I've always done to people, and it has almost every single time worked, is I've told people, hey, if your interview is scheduled sooner than you'd like it to be, reschedule it. Somehow people have this mental belief that, like, they don't even think of it. And then when I mention it, there's kind of like this big, like, oh my God, what are they going to think? Blah, 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 blah. And I tell them, actually, what they're going to think, if you tell them that you'd like to reschedule because you want to prepare better, is they're going to be like, hey, this person is taking this seriously. Okay.
Yeah.
Right?
And you were in the recruiting team at McKinsey, right?
Yeah. So I really would much prefer to see you later when you feel like that you're coming, you know, fully prepared than to see you now when you're not prepared. I want to see you at your best. I really do. I really do. Because I know that you're going to give your best once you're in the firm. So I want to see what your best looks like.
And what should you say? Should you say
the truth?
The truth. I want to prepare better.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not going to be able to bring the best of myself if, you know, with this date. Is there any chance that we could reschedule? And the worst that can happen is that they say, look, I'm sorry, we can't because, and there's usually some kind of internal reason, right? It's kind of like, this is the day we're doing interviews and the next interview window is like 6 months out. It's unlikely, but, you know, and so.
Does that request even get to the interviewer?
To the interviewer? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Are you going to have a red mark in your recruiting file saying this guy or girl is potentially lazy and irresponsible?
No. I think one of the things that's important to know is that, so it's the recruiters who are going to, like, you know, make that decision, et cetera, right? Not the interviewer. So it's kind of like the so-called HR people. I think one of the things to know is that, like, these HR people, one, are unbelievably professional. Two, they're incredibly busy. They're really, you have no, I mean, they're heroes, these people. The amount of stuff that they get done is unbelievable. And believe me, they have better things to do than to go and update your file and say, this person, you know, wanted to reschedule. God, they suck or whatever. Like, no. But they don't have the time, but it's also not what they're thinking.
Let me ask you another follow-up question. Yeah. What are the chances that you lose your interview because you requested for it to be postponed?
Zero.
Great.
Zero.
I knew that already, but everyone disbelieves it, as you know. Like, as you said, if you're advising people who have little time, the first thing you tell them is try to reschedule. That's also what Julia and I used to do back when we were coaches. And the reason why I'm asking all these questions is that everyone would freak out when we gave this advice. And everyone would ask these questions. So it's great to hear that from you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the worst that can happen is that they say, we're really sorry. Like, we would love to accommodate, but we can't. Actually,
which
the worst.
Fine.
Which is fine. So you lost nothing.
Yeah.
So now you just kind of need a new strategy to figure out how to get ready in the time that you have left. But you lost nothing. Really, you lost nothing.
Thank you for listening to the Case Interview Podcast. If you want to get more insights into how to prepare like the best candidates and increase your chances of getting your dream offer, you can listen to our entire back catalog, starting from episode 1. In fact, some of our best episodes are the ones we recorded early on. And if you want to go deeper and learn our best case-solving techniques, we welcome you to join our free course called Case Interview Fundamentals. And you can get instant access to it at craftingcases.com/course. Now, I hope to see you in the next episode, or one of the previous ones.